And our pal Nate Solder joins us here this morning on the Hillman Morning Show. I saw Nate at the Matt Light shootout event on Tuesday. Nice to have you on this morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
How'd you end up doing in the shootout?
I actually did really well, but I didn't do quite as well as the winners, but I did way better than I thought I would.
You know, Mankins is pretty good.
He's tough competition.
I don't know. Did you grow up shooting things? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Colorado, and yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I've shot in clays before and that whole deal, but not competitively or anything.
the toughest ones to get, in my opinion, are the rabbits. When the rabbits are bouncing along the ground, they're the hardest ones to get.
Yeah, and then the one where it goes way across the sky, and it's like, you know, just about as far as you can see away, and you got to shoot that thing. That's pretty tough.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Well, listen. I don't want to belabor a point that you probably don't want to talk about, but Tom Brady, under a little bit of pressure last week, sacked. Do you feel like you guys can and will do a better job on Sunday of protecting him and giving him some time?
Yeah, we certainly can. You know, that's a number of things that happen, and we're working to improve them. So, you know, I think that's definitely the charge on our shoulders this week.
Does he yell at you? You know, Tom is accused of yelling at the receivers. If a guy gets by you and sacks him, does Tom get upset about that?
You know, no one's happy about it, so that's kind of the least of my worries. I'm more worried about just scoring some points, you know.
Now, yeah. You should get in Tom's face when he threw that awful throw to you when you were open in the end zone. Did you get in his face? Yeah, nice ball, T.
Yeah, I mean, are you like fired up when you hear a play like that, or are you like, oh my God, they're going to me? That's the play? They're going to me?
I was really excited about it. I thought it was just going to be me standing by myself in the end zone, but it wasn't quite like that.
No, they had some good coverage, kid. They saw you coming. Yeah. No worries.
Hey, look, yeah. You know, I mean, that's make or break right there. I mean, some people call it desperation if they have to go to you as a receiver, but I think it was a nice little gadget action there.
Now, I'm someone who loves to point the finger at other people. How much has the wide receivers caused Tom to hold the ball longer? Because that's why I believe he's getting sacked, that he's nervous about the receivers not running the right route or that they're not going to catch the ball.
I don't know. I don't think that was a factor in the two sacks that I gave up, certainly. I think, you know, there was protection issues, you know, and it broke down with me, not with anything anyone else did.
Do you think, look, I get it. It's you guys have a game to play on Sunday. You don't want to belabor or talk again about what the negative. But when it comes to the receivers and to Tom, somebody was saying to me last night, he's throwing the ball in the ground. He's throwing the ball in the ground a lot. He's not is that mostly him or is that mostly the receivers? The failure to connect as much as maybe he has in the past.
I have no idea. You'd have to ask them, you know, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that was a good non-answer.
I know. Right? Very good.
I mean,
very good.
You're going to ask the right guy, you know, I don't know.
Can you give us some insight on that, at least? Is that something like when you become a New England Patriot, they come here and they give you a list of answers for every single question?
Yeah. No, I've just always been that way.
Yeah. This guy, great answers. Like, Bill does an interview with you, and if you give him no answers, you make the team. He's like, yeah, you're on.
That's right. That's right.
Well, first round pick.
That's right.
Listen, the one thing that we can probably agree on is that this is a really good New Orleans Saints football team, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you guys, it's a bit of a challenge for you on Sunday.
Yeah, certainly. I think that's the fun of it, you know. I think that's why we play the game.
All right, that's why we play the game. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this. Try to give me an opinion on this. What do you think about the Redskins and their name? Is that offensive, do you think? Do you think an NFL team should change their name if some people are offended by it?
That's a tough question. I think that some people would be offended, some people would be honored. I don't know. You have to, you know, go group by group. I don't know.
Yeah. So, well, nobody can be offended by Patriots.
Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully not.
The English loyalists.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
They might be, if they were still around.
Yeah, that's right.
King George, all right. A little bit upset.
All right, Nate Solder. Well, thanks for checking in.
All right, man. Well, all thanks. Right.